on behalf of the Department of Political Science, Jamiulia Islamia, and on my personal behalf, I welcome you all. I welcome the chief guest of this morning, Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, who has kindly acceded to our request to come here and to deliver a lecture on the governance and democracy need for electoral reforms. I am thankful to our Vice Chancellor, Najib Jang Sahab, who has kindly agreed to chair this session. To give you a brief introduction about Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, he is a distinguished alumni of Jamia Millia Islamia. Dr. Qureshi brought to the Election Commission 35 years of distinguished work in the civil service at both federal and state levels. Prior to his joining the Commission, he was Secretary, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of India. Dr. Qureshi is known for his special contribution in social sector reform concerning health, education, population, drug abuse and civil society action. He has done extensive work in the field of gender, women and child development, HIV/AIDS, youth and adolescent issues. UN and other international organizations have availed his expertise in these areas as consultant and resource person on several occasions. Dr. Qureshi held the offices of Secretary General Health and Director General of National AIDS Control Organization, where he brought India's National AIDS Control Program on the world map. He is credited with pulling together a large number of national and international agencies for creating the strategic framework of India's Phase 3 AIDS Control Program. Dr. Qureshi also pioneered India's biggest AIDS awareness program, an IEC campaign called Universities Talk AIDS in 159 universities, considered as one of the best global practices. Dr. Qureshi is also known name in power sector reforms as Secretary of Department of Power and Non-Conventional Energy in Haryana. He successfully negotiated a $600 million World Bank loan for reforms and privatization of power sector in the state. Dr. Qureshi has a number of books, articles and talks to his credit on the issues related to democracy, election, HIV/AIDS and family planning, social marketing, women and child development and youth. I once again welcome Dr. S.Y. Qureshi on this occasion and over to Vice Chancellor.
My very, very dear friend, senior colleague, Yaqubai, all my colleagues from the faculties, Jamia Millia Islamia, and all students, it is a very rare privilege to welcome someone of the stature of Yaqubai to this place. I think he and I have several things in common, apart from being brothers in arms in the civil service. I think we are the only two who got into the civil service from the one city. So that by itself, I think, is his distinction of some kind. He's an exceptional person. I mean, apart from being in the IAS, there is a completely different facet to his character in terms that he's a great musician. If you ever have the pleasure of listening to him playing the band, then you will see a different person. He has written books. He is presently engaged in writing 3 books, as varied as electoral reforms to the state of Delhi and on issues of Islam. Today he is an acknowledged international expert on elections, and he is invited universally by countries across the globe to speak on the process of elections. And I think in the last 5 years, the process of cleaning up of the electoral process that happened under him, the impartiality with which he could take on important people in government, speaks greatly of his character and intellectual strength. So we are very privileged to have you with us, sir. And I think that the students will learn greatly from what you have to say. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Najib Bhai, for your kind words, and good morning, friends. I am indeed honored to be back in my alma mater. I did my PhD from here. I did my master's from Delhi University, and he and I were contemporaries there. The subject which you have chosen is very important and concerns everyone. Governance and democracy. This is something which affects every individual of the country. Governance and democracy are very closely interlinked. You can't have one without the other. The governance is the face of any form of government, whether dictatorship or army rule or democracy, whether it is good government or bad government, weak or strong, responsive or dictatorial, that governance is the issue, how it affects people. And quality of governance is an indicator of the civilization of that country, how civilized that country is. But democracy, I think, is the best assurance of responsiveness of people's needs. You know, every election begins in the name of governance. I'll give you a cleaner government. I'll remove corruption. I'll give you this program. I'll give you that program. The others have failed. It's all in the name of governance. Of course, what we end up with is more of the same. They all talk of any corruption, but somehow they get into the same rut all over again. Now, the election is the time when people can decide what kind of governance they want and what kind of rulers they would have. And that is where the fate of the government and the nation gets decided. And that's when the importance of election comes in. Every 5 years, that is an exam, like a student go for an exam, that is an exam which the rulers and the politicians have to undergo. And that decides their fate. Well, I have a presentation for you, the PowerPoint presentation, which will make it simple and easy for you to understand the issues which I am talking about. Well, you know, you all know that India is a very large democracy. But how large is the largest, not many people know. We have more voters than all 50 countries of Europe put together. Still a gap of 250 million. More than all 55 countries of Africa put together. 54 countries of North and South America put together, entire Commonwealth put together, and that is what India has. In fact, two continents or three continents rolled into one, up to 90 countries is India's electorate, 780 million. And by lunchtime, the nation knows the results. That is the beauty. This is an area where we are world leaders. Countries have to learn from us. It's not that all wisdom has to come from abroad. Well, this is the size. And the fact that we have been able to conduct peaceful elections, credible elections for year after year for the last 62 years is an index of the success of our democracy. Now, if you see the management, this is the biggest human management event of the world. And I'll tell you how. These figures are old because these are from the last general election. The next general election will have the voter base of 780 million. Each one of these has to be physically reached to get enrolled. Each one has to be photographed. Each one has to be delivered as a photo identity card. And we have to make arrangement for each one of them to come and vote wherever they are. You know, for us, 50% success or 60% success or 70% is not the option at all. For us, it has to be 100%, not even 99.9%. Because 0.1% will be a few lakh of people, and if they are denied voting right, then we have failed. You know, we have to provide, in management and in business, last mile, you know, is considered very, very important. Because that is the most difficult to reach. You know, for instance, if you are laying fiber optics, the firms will come, multinational will come, they'll bid, they'll give you attractive terms, but after Delhi or a little beyond Gurgaon, when it comes to rural area, the backward area, they back off. They, so, you know, they create some dispute and go to an arbitrator. Because last mile is impossible to reach. For us, last inch. We have polling stations which are closer to Indonesia rather than India's mainland. And we have to give as good a service as in Jamia or in Connaught Place. No questions about that. About 1 million polling stations, physically they have to be identified, physically prepared, even with a ramp for the handicapped, and light, fan, water, all these facilities have to be physically arranged. This is big management task. About 1.2 million electronic voting machines. Now they have to be first manufactured, distributed, taken to the polling station wherever it is, and they have to be pre-tested with the assistance in the presence of the politicians, because credibility is the key word for us. We cannot leave anything to doubt when we are preparing the machine, just testing whether it is fine, they are all sitting there and watching. And then there are 6 paper seals at every stage. You see when it's stage and certify, then put a paper seal and which is signed by the political parties present that the machine is tested. 1.2 million of them. Each has to go through this drill. How many people conduct the election? Election commission itself is very small, 300 people. But the last general election was conducted by 11 million people. 11 million people deputed to election commission, trained for zero error election, zero tolerance for any deficiency, they will be suspended. Because any deficiency it has very serious consequences for democracy. Now, these people have to be trained, retrained to make sure that there is no error, because the slightest human error can have serious consequences. I don't know how many of you have been involved in election duty as a presiding officer, observer, or something. Anyone? Anyone of you? You, right. So, for instance, what are the kind of human errors which have a serious consequence? Every on the polling day, how many of you have voted? How many of you have not voted despite being a voter? Tell me that first. You are a voter and you have not voted. I'll ask your questions later.
I was denied. My enrollment was not safe.
Good. No. At least you are honest. I appreciate that. You know, now, for instance, before the poll, there is a mock poll. For 1 hour, there is a mock poll on every machine to see that the machine is working fine. Because there are allegations that the machine can be manipulated. Every second vote will go to a particular destination, particular party to make sure that it is not how it is. If the machine goes through a mock poll, 1 million of them. And after that, the result is to be, they see the result and they certify, yes, we had voted 70 and 10 vote for him, 20 for her, and that's fine. And then the data is erased and the poll begins. Suppose he forgets to erase the data. Now this mock poll data gets mixed up with the main data. Now we can't announce the result. So, which means we have to go for a re-poll. Now, re-poll means getting everybody back, come after 4 days, come back and vote again. The people don't like it. The whole machinery has to be sent back, and that machinery, mind you, is not just working in a polling station in Jamia. They are working in the deep, the hinterland of Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand, where, you know, in the Maoist area, where they are going over the landmines, and they have to go all over again 4 days later. So re-poll is not a joke, but re-poll happens because of a silly mistake or a careless mistake or an innocent mistake of a presiding officer. After all, it's a daunting task. It can make anybody nervous. He forgets. Or at the end of the day, you forget to press the close button. Unless you press the close button, the machine is not ready for counting. It will refuse to start counting because the process is not over. And when on the counting day, when we open machine and we find that it has not closed, immediately there will be 4,000 people outside counting center. The machines have been rigged. Election has been rigged. Sab dekhiye abhi tak open hai. Wab poll day ke baad inhone poll button dabaye honge. Ye kyu hoga? Hangama hota rehta hai. This happened there. Of the last result announced in UP 4 months ago, at least 4 polling stations had this kind of problem. 4,000 people protested. I don't know how many of you are on social media. I got to know that some journalist got stranded in that, and I heard it on a Twitter. Immediately then, based on that, we called up the CEO of UP, and he called up the DM, and we got it cleared, and we got the journalist escorted out. Now, we have seven recognized national parties, there are six, and there are 44 state recognized parties. The one which has got demoted is Lalu Prasad Yadav's party, because his performance in the last election fell a little short of the requirement. Now, while we are talking of these numbers, somebody might say, what is the big deal? India has the number. But you know, we have attention to even a single booth, single voter. There is a polling station in Gujarat with a single voter. In Gir Forest, he is a temple priest. He refuses to move out, and we therefore have to give him service, and the booth continues. There was this polling station in Kerala till last year, and we knew more about his voting habit. He would normally come, a spoiled guy he was. He knew his right. He will come after lunch at 2 o'clock. But our polling station has to start at 7. That's a legal requirement. Even after he had voted, we can't pack up and go. Because somebody may say that he is not the real voter, I'm the real voter, and you have a disputed vote. So you have to wait till 5 o'clock for this one vote. And last year when he died, there was a news heading in a newspaper was the death of a polling booth. So, fortunately, we have Gir Forest temple priest. Some enterprising media person interviewed him last year, 2 years ago. And he complained that no candidate comes seeking his vote. Because why take the trouble of, you know, going through the forest which has wildlife, the Asiatic lions? So people don't bother, which is a mistake. And for that you don't have to go very far, go across to Rajasthan, where in the last election there was a candidate who would have been Chief Minister of Rajasthan if he had won, Mr. C.P. Joshi, now a Union Minister. He was losing by one vote. He called up the returning officer with a request that could you please recount the postal ballots, because electronic voting machine doesn't require any recount because it's all in the machine. Postal ballots are paper ballots. There were 530. He recounted them in 20 minutes, same result. His second call was, can you retabulate the totals from these machines? Just a calculation from all the round 300 machines. Same result. His third phone call was to thank us for a free and fair election, losing by one vote. This is the credibility of Indian election. However, interesting sidelight is that his wife had not voted that day. And I asked him this question, and he said that his wife and daughter had instead gone to the temple. So there is another lesson there. Number one, you cannot ignore even one vote, because that might be the decider. Two, on the day of the poll, the real temple is the temple of democracy and no other. So that was the second lesson. In any case, he filed a writ, election petition in the High Court, which he won last week. And interestingly, he won on what ground? That the wife of the winning candidate, BJP candidate, had voted twice. Now, wife continues to be a factor here and a factor there. One vote is a factor here and a factor there. Besides the wife, of course, there were two, three other contentious things, that the three people who were dead had actually voted, some proxies must have voted, and that was proved on that basis, that election was set aside. Of course, it has gone to Supreme Court in a field. Now, while we are dealing with sheer mind-boggling numbers, but we have to give that much attention to just one voter, one man polling booth. That is the point I was trying to make. Considering that India is a land of diversities, you know, we have regional, religious, ethnic, cultural and linguistic diversities, you have to be very sensitive to all of them. When we schedule the elections, we have to take care that nobody's festival falls on that day. Even if it is a small segment, we have to be very, very careful about these things. And considering our geographical diversity, We have to use all kinds of transport to reach people. The plural democracy which India is has its challenges. The its importance of credibility is even more in a mixed society, in a plural society, where people will always have this tendency that the majority is trying to cheat them out of their say in governance and in power. We have to ensure peaceful election. We have to ensure robust dispute resolution. And of course, transparency at all times. And people's participation. How are we able to do this? Such a huge, humongous exercise. Credit to the framers of the Constitution who created a very powerful institution. In fact, we are sitting in the Department of Political Science. The Federal Election Commission actually is a constitutional anachronism. Why should a federal body be conducting state elections? State elections should be state subject. But the framers of the Constitution said no. If electoral roll is the foundation of a good election, and if you leave it to the state, forget about good and free and fair election, because people will allow outsiders to get enrolled. In Bengal, there will only be Bengalis, no Biharis. In Assam, there will be only Assamese, no Bengalis or anybody, and nobody will allow outsiders. So therefore, they said no. It has to be a federal election commission. Very wise thing. And they made it extremely powerful. Probably the Indian Election Commission is the most powerful election commission in the world. Considering that it can command 11 million people, we commandeer them from state and central government. No questions asked. They are on deputation with us when they are on election duty. My foreign counterparts are amazed that we can even call in the army. Of course, we don't call in the army. Paramilitary forces, about 780 or 800 companies. Paramilitary, no election commission in the world has the power to call for deployment anybody they choose to. Without that, we can't conduct an election. This was the commission 3 months ago. Now, the sources of our power, one, the constitution. Second, the laws which were made by Parliament under the Constitution. And third, the Supreme Court, which has been our guardian angel. Any attempt by the government to encroach on our territory or to try to weaken us or try to control us has been rebuffed very strongly by the Supreme Court. And media has been our ally. They have been our eyes and ears. Political parties also, now to be the fair to, let me be devil's advocate for a moment, political parties who are generally treated with such contempt these days, now they are also responsible for quality of elections in India, because the Model Code of Conduct is a voluntary code created by political parties themselves. And although it is not a law, the compliance is more than compliance to any law of the land. 100% compliance, and even the sheer thought of a notice issued by election commission will send shivers down the spine of any politician. Notice aa gaya to public kha jati hai isme ki log kya gadbad kar rahe hai ye reputation. So this is working very well, and let me also bad for bureaucracy, to which Najib and I belong. Much maligned ki ye inefficient, lazy, corrupt babu cabinet secretary ko bhi babu. Now the one rare country where the entire election is conducted by bureaucracy, nobody else. The Western world cannot imagine bureaucracy can be so efficient and so neutral. They ask us this question: how can you trust bureaucracy? Our answer is: we can only trust bureaucracy for two reasons. One, that they are permanent. Political government comes and goes. Political parties come and go, but they are there. They are professional. They run, continue to run. Secondly, they cannot run away from us. We have them by the neck, by the collar for the next 30 years. If somebody misbehaves, somebody does not perform well, his career is spoiled. So they behave. And the fact that we have the power, when we transfer a chief, last election UP, we transfer the chief secretary, home secretary and DGP at one stroke. Although it's a fact that, you know, DMs and SPs, some get very close to politician and they plan their strategy, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll capture the booth. Once they see that the boss is thrown out in 1 minute, they all fall in line. They behave. Otherwise, they will not. It's not easy to deal with them. They're all clever guys. a very smart guy. But, you know, we are smarter because we come from the same tribe, we have seen it all from inside. So, you know, that is our advantage. So, the fact that they are able to conduct such a good exercise, law enforcement, everything was with clockwork precision, people have commented that look at bureaucracy, when it comes under election commission, it delivers. Which means basically, intrinsically, they are good. All they need is the command. And finally, the people of India. You know, people, despite our illiteracy, poverty, that's another thing which is an enigma to the Western world. How can rural people be so exercise their franchise intelligently? But they have shown time and again that they are the cleverest voters in the world. Ask any losing politician and he will confirm this. The model code I've already mentioned that this is a great unique instrument that we have. Of course, there were some attempts by some leaders to give it the force of law. And they disguised it in such a way that you would think that they are being very good to election commission. They say that let us have a statute to give it the backing of a law, to give us more power. Well, my response was, I don't want more power. Why are you thrusting it on me? I don't want more power. For me, model code is enough. Without the force of law, it is better. But there was a catch in it. The moment it becomes law, then it is taken away from us and it goes into the judicial domain. And what will be the impact? Somebody made a very interesting comment on this. Like whether Sachin Tendulkar is LBW or not, you will get to know after 7 years through a court decision. Court ka time to itna lagta hai. No ball hum nahi karenge. No ball 7 saal baad court mein aayegi ki wo no ball thi. Arre, we have to no ball now so that the next ball is not no ball. The country is on fire, the election is on fire, we have to stop the fire. Who caused it is a subsequent thing. We don't care who caused it, but it has to be stopped right there. So that is the important, and this is working extremely well. We have all kinds of laws, I will not go into them, but laws to prevent any disharmony among society, to check malpractices, corrupt practices of politicians, peace, and check on fraud, etc., etc. Now, these are two pictures of nomination by candidates. You find they are so orderly and peaceful. There are two different pictures. It used to be a chaotic affair earlier. Because Neta will come with 2,000 people. And they will, for instance, getting inside half a room, half this size with 200 or 500 people. They used to create chaos. We said nothing doing, only 5 people can enter. So whether it is Prime Minister, whether anybody, not more than 5, that is the law. The 6th one, and we take action. So at least this thing has become very peaceful. These are some pictures of the forces, the movement of our paramilitary forces. These are two interesting pictures. When I was telling you that while we have the huge exercise, how we take care of even a single voter, if you recall, the general election to Lok Sabha was in 2009, and it was in 5 phases. The last phase was on the 13th of May, and 16th of May was the counting of the entire country. 13th of May is the last phase. You know, and in the last phase, we had 10 crore voters, 1,30,000 polling stations. But we did not bother about 10 crore voters and so many polling stations. We were bothered about just 2 polling stations with only 37 voters in Ladakh. Why? What was so special that we ignored everything else and we focused on them? There we were not able to land our political polling party despite 4 attempts by Indian Air Force helicopters because of bad weather. Now, itna bada election ho raha hai, should we forget 37? What is 37? Chodo, bol jao. We can't. They can be the deciders in the election and their vote is as valuable as yours or mine. No way. We thought and thought and then finally we decided that when everything else failed, we dispatched polling parties on foot. These are the 2 polling parties. Normally it has 5 per person. In this case, a 6th one with a satellite phone was added. So, and they had to walk in knee-deep snow for 2 days or 3. So they walked an entire day of 12th Entire day of 13th, which is the last day of bowl, they could not reach. 14th, they could not reach. 15th, they reached at 11 and 1 o'clock because the two villages were 5 kilometers apart. And as soon as they landed there, they got the vote. Our second dilemma was how to get the results back, because if they have taken 4 days to reach, they will take 4 days to come back. We can't, counting is on the 16th, then they are already on the 15th. How do we count? Same dilemma, should we ignore them? Somebody says, yeah, well, the margin of victory may be very high, so why bother about 37? But that will be an insult to these 37 voters. It's nothing to me. It has to be taken into account along with everybody else. So we came up with a legal solution. One of the two presiding officers was nominated as assistant RO, returning officer, because returning officer has to supervise the counting. We asked one polling party to go to the other village where this ARO was and open the machine in front of the people, the villagers, and he communicated the results to us on his satellite phones. And the first results announced in the country were these 37 votes. You know, this is the beauty of India's election, and these are the guys who took these pictures on the mobile phone. Then we are very proud of the fact that we have very, very inclusive election. We have special facilities for minorities, for weaker sections, for women, for handicapped. For instance, I mentioned that every polling station must have a ramp. It is temporarily built there. Every machine has braille facility. For women, we have deploy women officials if they are of Zarpada. In UP, for instance, small gestures can be game changers. We said, look, getting women out as it is difficult. They have household work to do. But we had a special campaign for them, that for every man who enters the polling station, we said only two women will be allowed to go, so that their queue moves faster. Simple device, and it worked beautifully. Women outvoted men. In 11 state elections which we organized after creating our voter participation division, women have outvoted men. Okay, in UP, 45% more turnout of women than last year, last election. 30% increase in turnout generally. Now these are the faces of happy women. See how happy and how well dressed she is. Now, electronic voting machine, we call it the wonder machine of democracy. Some people are raising questions about it. Every loser raises questions about this. We vouch for these machines 100%. Usually, you know, there is a Trojan there. Every third vote will go to a specific person. Then they started saying, when we demonstrated through the mock poll, hey, look, it doesn't happen. It doesn't go anywhere else. It goes to where you wanted it to go. No. This machine is very clever. They will start acting smart after 100 votes. Alright, when we call them for a first level check of this machine, we say, alright, 10% of the machine, you have to press the button 1,000 times. 1,000 times means the whole day they will keep pressing. Ab kaan pakadte hain, galti ho gayi, humne shikayat ki thi. नहीं मशीन आपकी ठीक है, नहीं अब तो बैठना पड़ेगा, आपको शिकायत की थी, 1000 बटन हम भी दबाएंगे, आप भी दबाओ हमारे साथ 10% मशीन में, क्योंकि बाद में बकवास ना करना राइट। फिर उन्होंने उसको फाइनली जब ने देखा कि वाकई वो पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज ने भी कहा कि इट वाज मशीन इज वर्किंग फाइन, देयर इज नो डाउट अबाउट, सो वी रिड्यूस फ्रॉम 10% टू 5%, बट स्टिल वी हैव नॉट डन अवे विद दिस। लुक, यू हैव टू डू दिस विद अस बिकॉज वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू लीव द स्लाइटेस्ट डाउट। Anyway, this machine, the idea was mooted in 1982, and it was tried out here, there, initially in Kerala. First full-fledged state election was in Goa, but from 2004, the general elections also have been conducted with voting machines, and which is why you know the result by lunchtime. We have had many challenges in various courts, including Supreme Court. Courts, we even have called it the pride of India. So repeatedly it keeps going to the court, and we come out triumphantly. These are some of the pictures. This is how they are transported. Now some of these transport, we need a helicopter, and we also need to use boat, because these are the only way we can reach. where only boat can go, helicopter cannot land, or where a mule can go, helicopter cannot go, or boat cannot go, or train or plane will not go. So we use every thing possible. Now, voter education, with what use is democracy without your participation? Unless you come and vote, but this is not democracy. So we decided that voter turnout used to be very low in some states. In urban areas particularly, it was very, very low. So-called educated people don't come and vote. And then they are the guys who sit in their drawing rooms and curse the politician. These are chore, sab nalak hai, ye kaha, humne toh kabhi vote nahi diya. Then they are proud to say, I've never voted. Now, instead of a fashion statement, we have to convert it into a statement of shame and embarrassment. If you have not voted, you should be hiding your face. To say, maine toh kabhi zindagi mein vote nahi diya. That's not acceptable. You know, this is what they do. Aap nahi kar rahe hain, aap toh achha aadmi hain.
I have given many votes.
So, now, you know, the point is the voter apathy. You have no business to criticize the government if you have not participated. So, we launched a campaign on this. First, we decided to set up a voter education division. In fact, you know, there was a debate even within the election commission, even among the commissioners, among bureaucrats. Bureaucrats ki maine tareef to kar di, lekin bureaucrat ki dusre side bhi hai. To unko achha idea bade der mein samajh mein bhi aate. जी वोटर एजुकेशन ये तो हमारा काम नहीं है, हमारा काम तो इलेक्शन मैनेज करना है. मैंने दिस थिंग विच आई एनकाउंटर्ड व्हेन आई वाज पुशिंग दिस आइडिया. सो फाइनली द रिजल्ट ऑफ कोर्स साइलेंट एवरीबॉडी, बट दिस इज नॉट अवर जॉब. इन मेनी इन यूके फॉर इंस्टेंस 20% ऑफ इलेक्शन बजट इज फॉर वोटर एजुकेशन. एंड सेकेंडली वोटर एजुकेशन इज नॉट जस्ट ए सिंबॉलिक थिंग, इट हैज वेरी बेसिक प्रिंस इश्यूज इन्वॉल्व. For instance, how many times you have heard the people who have been elected, they are not really representative of the people. They got only 20% vote. Ab 20% vote wala, jisko 80% vote nahi diya, how can he be our ruler? This is an issue which is raised. They even question the system of election. Ke first past the post system jo hai, ke jo jiske zyada vote aaga chahe, ek faltu aage wo jeetega. Ke sahab, ye system to bada defective hai. When it leads to questions about the system itself, then to say that voter education is a peripheral, marginal activity is stupid. And in case we changed it, and I told you, every election after setting up this in the last 2 years has given us highest turnout in history. When 80% people turn out, then you can't say that the representative is not your real representative. Iske aur serious implication hai. Aapko yaad hoga, ispe Narendra Modi ji ka ban aaya ki the voting should be compulsory. अडवाणी साहब का कल परसों बयान है, वोटिंग शुड बी कंपलसरी. एवरी टाइम दे यूज टू मेक दिस स्टेटमेंट, आई हैड पर फोर्स टू काउंटर देम के नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ कंपलसरी वोटिंग फॉर टू रीजंस. वन, इन डेमोक्रेसी यू कांट हैव कंपल्शन. सेकेंडली, नॉट वोटिंग इज एज मच योर राइट एज राइट टू वोट. एंड थर्डली, द प्रैक्टिकल रीजन विच आई हैव ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन, बट आई डोंट नो व्हाई इट हैज नॉट रीच देम. इट इज नॉट एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिवली फीजिबल, एंड आई विल टेल यू व्हाई. Suppose there is a law that it is compulsory for you to vote, and if you don't vote, for instance, if you have not voted, there will be a criminal case filed against you. And last general election, 30 crore people did not vote. So there will be 30 crore court cases. Now who will be happy? The lawyers. 30 crore court cases. A gareeb aadmi ko bhi court case jayega, tune vote nahi. Even if the fine is only 1 rupee, we have to follow the due process of law. After all, we are a civilized country. So, due process of law will mean we'll give you a local legal notice, we'll give you a chance to give personal hearing if you so require, and then we'll give you a 1 rupee fine. Aur uske piche harassment ki ta, vakilo ki fees of 30 crore. 1 crore 60 lakh court cases pending hai abhi. Lekin 30 crore hum har saal add karte chale jayenge har election ke baad. 3 election to 5 saal mein hote hain na. Parliament ka, Vidhan Sabha ka, aur local body. Now, after the voter education, I will recall, some of you will recall Pappu campaign of Delhi. You remember Pappu campaign, for those of you who don't remember? We used that film song, Pappu Can't Dance Sala. Uske upar humne 16 parodies banai. Isme humne, we created our Pappu, who is smart, who can do everything. He can even dance. He is smarter than film wala Pappu. He can even dance. But iski problem is he doesn't vote. So us pe humne kaha Pappu doesn't vote, we can't say Sala in our official communication. So we had to change Sala to something else, rhyme karne ke liye. So kaam chalu kaam humne kiya ki humne means our agency ne ki Pappu doesn't vote aha. Now Pappu doesn't vote aha and we ridicule the non voters. And the impact was such that after the poll, everybody was showing the finger, look, I voted, I'm not a Pappu. We have declared a non-voter a Pappu. Abhi, aap to probation pe hain. But after the Pappu campaign, you know, we had substantial increase in voter turnout and everywhere. So, now I'm coming to the last segment, which is electoral reform. But I'll just run you through the whole process because it is something which concerns all of you and probably you may be interested. We use all kinds of technology, high technology, except in EVM where we use the lowest possible technology, a 17th century basic calculator by choice. We are an IT superpower, but we don't want to use IT there because even this simple technology is questioned that it can be hacked. Now, although it is a standalone machine, it is not connected with anything. It does not use an operating system, but still it is questioned. But we use technology for everything. We have set up an institute of India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, where 20 countries finished their training last week. And of course, besides our own, 11 million people will be trained. Our vision that we would like elections which are free of crime. We actually will come to that later. Now, where is my second? Last. There are three slides only of electoral reform. You know, while we are very proud of our great Indian elections, there are two, three issues which we are still dealing with. While booth capturing is history, dande se, gundagardi se, jo karte the, which was the order of the day, they can forget about it. Because gunda, and they are scared of us. Although we want criminals to be debarred from contesting election, but that is in the domain of parliament and they are not doing it. But we came up with very simple solution. We put a 24/7 video trail on them. Jahan jana hai, peeche video camera chal raha hai. Ab wo peeche mud mud ke dekhte rehte hain ki ye idhar udhar ho to main harkat karu apni. Mauka nahi milta wo the guys watching. Munkar Nakir, ye Karaman Kaate Veer. Haan, Karaman Kaate Veer. So, जब बैठे हुए हैं तो उससे तो बच नहीं सकते भाई. So, biggest of gunda, they have to behave. And here our issue, the reform which we are asking for, जब internationally, worldwide they praise our election. Hillary Clinton recently called it the global gold standard Indian election. But when they ask us two questions, we are embarrassed. What are the two questions? How many criminals do you have in your parliament and Vidhan Sabha? Second question, the use of black money in our election. No, that is a serious issue. And what are we going to do about them? Now, third is the party funding that's also connected with money power. And now, about the criminals, we have been suggesting that the people who have serious criminal cases pending, they should be debarred from contesting. How many of you are from law? No, nobody. Now, the law of the land is that you are innocent till proved guilty. These guys say the politi- we called a meeting of all political parties and they said that we cannot accept this reform proposal because sometimes false cases are registered against against us by other parties. Fair enough, that's possible. But for that we have provided three safeguards. One is that we say that we'll deal only with the heinous offenses which we carry an imprisonment of 5 years or more. Murder, dacoity, rape, kidnapping. Forget about picketing, kisine kisi ko thappad maar diya, kisine gali de di, chhod do, bhul jao. Section 144 violate kar diya, bhul jaiye. We are not talking of those thousands of other cases. But at least heinous offenses, is pe to wo kar do. Secondly, the case should have been registered 6 months before the election, so that you have time to get you chained before election. Third, which is even more important, that a court of law should have framed the charges. Now, court of law is independent and this will be the session court no less because it's a serious offense, a heinous offense. Now, the court is independent, and if they have framed the charges, that is should be a stage where it should be presumed that, yes, this fellow has a serious problem and should not be allowed to contest. Second thing which they say, that the law of the land, as I said, is that you are innocent till proved guilty. I have asked them a counter question which till today nobody has answered. And my question is that in Indian jails today we have 4 lakh prisoners, out of which 2,68,000 are under trial. Under trial means they are not yet convicted, which means they are innocent. Till convicted, they are innocent. Now you have taken away 4 of their fundamental rights of these innocent people: right to liberty, freedom of movement, wherever they want to go they can go, freedom of occupation, right to dignity. Now you can take away fundamental rights legally for so many people, so what is the big deal about debarring such people from contesting election? Because right to contest is not even a fundamental right. So therefore this contention that law of the land doesn't allow this is wrong. In any case, there is a maxim of law that for the larger common good, an individual good is subordinated. Your right to contest election may be your right, but the right of everybody else to peaceful election and decent democracy is more sacrosanct. In India, the money, it's the second issue is money. That is the biggest problem we have not been able to handle. We have made effort, just as we created a water education division, we created an expenditure monitoring division, where we brought a senior commissioner of income tax, a DG. We started from Bihar onwards, we came up with new rules, and we started seizing money. You remember, Tamil Nadu wagara mein 73 crore rupees humne pakde the. UP aur Punjab wagara mein humne 53 crore rupees pakde. At least itni pakad dhakad thi, itna dar to unko baitha gaya, money does not flow very easily. Bani aise inke modus operandi kya kya hota hai, interesting. Pehle gaadi mein bade dhadalle se suitcase mein rakke leke jaate the. चेकिंग होने लगी तो बूट में चली गई, बूट में पकड़ने लगे तो गाड़ी के दरवाजे के अंदर लगाना शुरू कर दिया, वहां पे पकड़ने लगी तो फ्यूनरल वैन में और एम्बुलेंसेज में चले गए, पुलिस की गाड़ियों में, मिनिस्टर की झंडे वाली गाड़ियों में जाके ले जाने लगे, और हेलीकॉप्टर में हमने उन सबको पकड़ा, बड़े बड़ों को पकड़ा, तो सीधा होने शुरू हुए. अब लेकिन ये इतना आसान नहीं होता, पकड़ धकड़ के सुनने में आसान लगती है, बट वी हैव टू बी वेरी वेरी सेंसिटिव. तमिलनाडु में जैसे इलेक्शन थे, मनी पावर इज वॉज अ बिग इशू. ऑलरेडी वहां पे करुणा निधि साहब ने कह दिया कि कुरैशी ने तो तमिलनाडु पे खास वो किया है और इसने इमरजेंसी लगा दी. उस स्टेटमेंट के बेसिस पे जो वहां के हाईकोर्ट जज ने सुमोटो हमारे खिलाफ पीआईएल उसको मान के हम पे वो कर दिया कि साहब आप इतनी सख्ती क्यों कर रहे हैं, हमने तो इमरजेंसी लगा दी. भाई क्या न पकड़े, पैसा लेके जा रहा हो न पकड़े. तो एनीवे वो 5 दिन के बाद वो चीफ जस्टिस ने अपने कोर्ट में सारे केस ड्रॉ करके और वो सारे हमारे फेवर में डिसाइड किए. अब एम्बुलेंस में मनी जा रही है तो वी हैव टू बी केयरफुल कि भाई एम्बुलेंस को रोकना नहीं, क्योंकि अगर उसमें रोका और इसमें पेशेंट इस बीच में मर गया तो हमारी हालत खराब हो जाएगी. फॉलो द एम्बुलेंस टू द हॉस्पिटल, जब वो मरीज को निकाल लेंगे तब एम्बुलेंस को पकड़ना. यू नो वी हैव टू बी वेरी सेंसिटिव. यू नो सेंसिटिविटी, अब जैसे हाथियों पे को हमने कवर किया, हाथियों को कवर में प्लीज यू नो यू विल अप्रिशिएट हाउ सेंसिटिव वी आर. हमने कहा उसमें कुछ मायावती की स्टेच्यू दिखे, अब उसके ऊपर आप सिर्फ प्लास्टिक का कवर डाल दीजिए तो द ह्यूमन बॉडी यू नो द फिगर विल शो. सो वी से चलो हाथी की तो फिगर वो सून वून दिखाई दे रही है, चलो दैट डजेंट मैटर, बट ह्यूमन फॉर्म तो वी से एटलीस्ट मायावती के स्टेच्यूज है उनके चारों तरफ फ्रेम करना. So that it is a pillar and her contours don't show. You know, we were so particular about it. So, because anything, although we are working in a war, ab us war mein humare upar humara auditor bhi baitha ho, humara inspector bhi baitha ho, humpe critics bhi baithe ho, murmur ke dekhe ki bhai hum theek kar rahe hain, ye sab karte, but we have to do this balancing, ki we don't want to be faulted for anything, we have to be extremely sensitive. Money power is the biggest source of corruption in the country. Money in elections. Because although there is a legal limit, which is now 40 lakhs for Lok Sabha and 16 for Vidhan Sabha, but we know anecdotally that 100 times more money, 2 crore, 4 crore, 5 crore, 10 crore, kharch hote. डिस्पाइट अवर बेस्ट एफर्ट. नाउ ऑब्वियसली जिस आदमी ने 5 करोड़ 10 करोड़ खर्च किए हैं वो मंत्री मंत्री बनते ही वो बुलाता है अपने अफसरों को कि भाई मेरा 10 करोड़ खर्चा हुआ है, मुझे मंथली देना शुरू कर दो, मुझे पैसे लौटाने. सो द मोमेंट पॉलिटिशियन एंड ब्यूरोक्रेसी का नेक्सस हो गया तो अब तो फिर करप्शन काबू में नहीं आने पाल गया. सो दिस इज द रूट कॉज ऑफ करप्शन विच वी वॉन्ट टू स्टॉप. पोलिटिकल पार्टीज की फंडिंग कहां से पैसा आ रहा है वी डोंट नो. किस बड़े बड़े कॉरपोरेट ने पैसा दिया, कैश में जनरली वो दे देते हैं तो हमें पता ही नहीं लगेगा. हाउ वी वॉन्ट की दैट एवरी ट्रांजेक्शन शुड बी बाय चेक, एवरी पोलिटिकल पार्टीज अकाउंट शुड बी ऑडिटेड कंपल्सरीली एवरी ईयर एंड इट शुड बी पुट इन द पब्लिक डोमेन, ताकि लोगों को पता लगे कि कौन से अंबानी ने, कौन से टाटा ने, बिरला ने किसको, कौन सी पार्टी को कितना पैसा दिया था, ताकि जब 2 महीने बाद गवर्नमेंट उनको फेवर करेगी तो नेक्सस विल बी फॉर एवरीबडी टू सी. सो वी वॉन्ट दीज मेजर टू एंड करप्शन. देन दिस इज हाउ स्टेट फंडिंग होनी चाहिए. टू बड़े बड़े नेताओं ने इस पर बोला, राहुल गांधी ने इस पर बोला स्टेट फंडिंग से नथिंग डूइंग. स्टेट फंडिंग का क्या बोला, सारे इलेक्शन का खर्चा सरकार दे दे. तो सारे इलेक्शन का खर्चा तो 16 लाख ही तो देगी सरकार. आप जो रिश्वत दे रहे हैं 5 करोड़ रुपए की वो तो नहीं देगी. तो इट इज द ब्लैक मनी विच वी आर फाइटिंग. अगर स्टेट फंडिंग होने लगे तो दैट मच मनी सेव्ड विल गो इन टू द एनवेलप. अभी अगर डीएमके के एनवेलप में 5,000 रुपए जाते थे वो 6,000 बन जाएंगे. मनी सेव विल गो इन टू दैट. सो स्टेट फंडिंग इज नॉट गोइंग टू सॉल्व प्रॉब्लम एट ऑल. वी ऑल्सो वॉन्ट बैन ऑन गवर्नमेंट एडवर्टीजमेंट 6 months बिफोर. नेक्स्ट then there are some reform that I don't know whether I should go into all those details. Opinion, we want opinion polls banned, for instance. We had wanted exit and opinion polls banned, but parliament in its wisdom only went for exit poll, and all the parties then came crying to us, hey look, opinion polls are bogus. Now when in a situation when news is paid, editorial is written up with money, so opinion polls are manufactured to suit. Pay me the money and I'll show you a winner. हवा बदलने के लिए. सो नाउ दे क्राई. देन वी से लुक, वी हैड आस्क यू टू बैन बोथ ऑफ देम, सो व्हाई डिडंट यू. सो बट वी स्टिल फील दैट ओपिनियन पोल्स शुड ऑल्सो बी बैन बिकॉज वी डोंट ट्रस्ट अनफॉर्चुनेटली इंडिया इंडियन मीडिया एथिक्स आर फॉर एवरीबडी टू सी. एडिटोरियल तक के पैसे लेते हैं, न्यूज आइटम के पैसे लेते हैं. We have power to register parties, but we have no power to deregister political parties. This is what we want. Next. I think equality of the 3 commissioners, because CEC is supreme, the other 2 do not have the same protection and all that. Not of such great consequence. So, ladies and gentlemen, you will notice that in India's electoral process is not only very well established. We have started training countries, 20-30 countries have got training in the last 1 year from us. And the fact that we enjoy total faith of the nation, that is what works for us. And I would like you to feel happy and proud that we may be a third world country and a poor country, but at the time when we chose democracy, the Western world was aghast. So what has gone wrong with these guys? Pagal ho gaye ye? Democracy. 84% illiteracy thi us waqt. 84% illiteracy. So much of poverty, division in various castes, 565 princely state. Ki ye democracy ko kaise run karenge? Universal franchise, men women ko equal right pehle din se. Do you know America ne kitne saal liye the equal voting rights women ko dene ke liye? Anyone? Any volunteer? 144 years. 1920. Right. They took 144 years to give voting rights to women. And we feel that they will teach us civilization. Mother of modern democracies, UK took 100 years to give them this voting right. Switzerland, right to recall ke context mein, right to recall hona chahiye, Switzerland mein bhi hai. Aray, what is Switzerland? Switzerland is our Carol Bach in size. And they gave voting rights to women, you know when? Equal voting rights in Switzerland were given in which year? Anyone will guess? 1984. वरना अदरवाइज यू नो प्रॉपर्टी एजुकेशन ये राइट है इक्वल वोटिंग राइट. यहाँ पे गरीब अमीर इलिटरेट कोई नहीं है, इररिस्पेक्टिव वोटिंग राइट पहले दिन से दिए. नाउ दीज आर थिंग्स वेयर वी हैव शोन द वर्ल्ड व्हाट डेमोक्रेसी इज इंस्टेड ऑफ लर्निंग फ्रॉम देम. देयरफॉर इफ वी टेक केयर ऑफ थ्रू इलेक्टोरल रिफॉर्म दीज टू थ्री थिंग्स मनी पावर एंड डिबार क्रिमिनल्स आई हैव नो डाउट इन माई माइंड दैट द विजन विच आई हैड मेंशन elections which will be which are what was that free from crime corruption money power and where everybody exercises the right to vote. If that happens from the larger democracy we will become the greater democracy on earth. Thank you Lenin. If you have any questions I'll be happy to answer. मुझे पेन दे देने यार.
Excuse me sir, I have two different questions. Two different types of questions.
Sure.
One, in 1950, Ambedkar, once the constitution was final, had remarked that from now onwards we would be living in a situation of contradiction in which politically we will be united and socially we will not. Now you were election commissioner and you must have seen this gap, that how in Indian society is so unequal. So as an election commissioner, have you felt that this is one of the biggest hindrance in making the true spirit of democracy into action? Because politically undoubtedly we are united. But caste, region and religion are the three most factors which dictate our election. And what election commission has done or can do in this regard? That is question number one. Question number two is slightly different. Democracy cannot function without inter-party democracy. And what we have seen that no political party in India, bearing perhaps left party and BJP right now, is a true democratic insight. Since I am a student of history, so what I have seen that since 1885 to 1935, not a single time Congress president was elected twice. But in the last one decade, there is one president of Congress. Since 1967, Shiv Sena is led by one man. Lalu, Mulayams, Jayalalitas, Mamtas, all led by one person since last 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. What is the role of election commission in this? And can we do without inner democracy the real democracy in India? Thank you.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sir, what thing is, you take all those efforts, pain and bring the party in power. But after that, there is no accountability on governance, whether they are really serving the people or not. So, any guideline for that? And second question is that we are having a parliamentary form of democracy. Is it not the presidential form of democracy is better than parliamentary in a nation like India? So what is your opinion? If we transform or brought a very large structural changes, so we can switch over to that? And if we want to switch over to that, whether it is possible constitutionally, or you will face the problem with the political parties?
Yes. Should I answer these two first?
Yeah.
The election commission's mandate is and our effort is to ensure that every single individual who is eligible to be a voter should be a voter and should vote and be able to vote without intimidation, free from any threat or pressure. So that's our mandate. And to take care of the caste and religious differences in country which you talked about, there we have laws and rules that you cannot make any appeal in the name of religion. You can't appeal in the name of caste. Serious politicians have gone into serious trouble when they, for instance, you remember in the last UP election when minister talked of even Satish Mishra when he talked of Brahman goes ke saath vote denke, he should have been noted. When Salman Khurshid said minorities, Muslim will get a quota, we hold him up. Now appeal in the name of religion and caste is not allowed. That's one. Secondly, even the regional. The fact, if you refer to my initial statement, that the fact that there is a federal commission for conducting election electoral roll is to take care of that kind of regionalism. Otherwise, regionalism will have become so strong, any outsider will be a foreigner then. You know, so that is, those are our inbuilt checks, and we are only confined to that. Our desire is to confine ourselves to a good conduct of elections, to the mandate given, and if we can do that, you know, getting into larger issues, which leads to his question, how the MPs perform after they've been elected, not our job. Because in any case, not our job. Legally, we are, after we have declared the results, we are zeros. Then the owners shift to court for any election petition, or to parliament and the people for next election. So we get out of it. Now, inner party democracy, you are very right. We are very concerned about inner party democracy. And 95-96, we started issuing notice. But they do conduct some elections. Now, who gets elected? We cannot question. For instance, voters even vote a criminal. If the voter vote for a dacoit, what can we do? It's voter's choice. So, however, the inner party democracy is extremely important. And when they talked of state funding, there was a committee of parliament and several committees actually, and they said state funding legally is fine, but then unless there is total inner party democracy, we should not even look at it. You know, so your point is right. We take account of them. They do send us their information that they did conduct elections. Now, unless Election Commission of India starts conducting those elections, for which we don't have the power at the moment. If we conduct those elections, probably that will ensure. But I'm not sure. Because if voters choose to vote for, say, the son or daughter, it's up to them, you know. The fact is, you know, look, people question dynasty here and there. What can you do when the people are themselves are choosing them, electing them again and again? What can you and I do? I mean, these can't be decided in conference rooms and seminars, people's will. Then presidential form, this is something which is mentioned again and again. It also has its pros and cons. If you know, the biggest thing against presidential form will be
accountability will be better.
Well, at the same time, the, you know, US president is always in election mode. You know, the day he is elected, he is already thinking of the next election. So that also probably is not a very good system. And a French president, what kind of president it says?
He will have a freedom to choose his team, not as a compulsion to choose a corrupt person.
Well,
that party is supported.
No, but then suppose a corrupt person gets elected as the president, then he'll elect the whole corrupt team. You know, at least it is valued because India is such a big country. Yeah, at least there are checks and balances. Okay, no one can be dictatorial because there are others to keep him in check. So, there are pros and cons of both systems. But in India chose the presidential form, and I think there is a lot of merit in it because there are regional checks and balances, there are all kinds of political checks and balances. No Prime Minister of India can be dictatorial. When it was tried, you see, till today people have not forgiven and forgotten that. So I think the system with 2-3 reforms which we have suggested, otherwise our system is working fine. The fact that the government lose regularly, dictator ke usme to abhi kabhi haare gayi nahi, sarkaren girti hain daba ke khub roz girti hain, poorest people become now Manmohan Singh a Sikh minority, who could have imagined that he can become the prime minister? But this is possible in a system that we have, and there are lots of merits. But reforms will take care that the suggestions like this are abandoned.
Statesmanships are decaying day by day. That is every election. That is a
problem. So, besides paid news, there are paid questions also in parliament. The election reforms are required for accountability. So the government should be accountable. As we talk about the recall and the internal democracy, the election commission, the periphery of election commission is the periphery of the provisions of parliament, not the provision of the constitution. Because the constitution have established that the periphery of parliamentary provisions are the Periphery Architectural Commission. And the judiciary is also prohibited to intervene in the Article 327 and 328. So what is the way, the logical way to end this tautology? That how we proceed reforms? And the second is that we talk about the voter education, and when we watch the site of the Election Commission, this is there is only in English, not in any Indian language, nor in Hindi.
Kaji?
The site of Election Commission.
Website?
Yeah. Hmm. Only in English, not in Indian language. And he only few cuts of the English papers, not the other Indian papers. Then not talk about the recall or all other things. They only talk about the some kind of reforms like negative vote and other things that are very close to the status quo. Not talking about the system reform.
Okay. Any other?
Yes.
I'll come to you.
I have a very fundamental question actually. We know that democracy and elections are only for people. Okay, we people are the powerful in this country. But despite we claim that we have a democracy even at the remote location, but still, despite of all these facts, people don't turn up for the vote. They don't vote. Then what do you think? That, like, what are the challenges? What are the problems we face in all this system?
Okay.
Thank you, Doctor, for that enlightening lecture. So my question is based on your very first introductory lines. You said election is the time when people decide what kind of rules they want to have. Yes. So don't you think that in the need for electoral reforms, we also should include what kind of rulers people don't want to have? What I mean to say is, like, don't you think that there should be option like none of the above?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This also sort of solves the problem that people do vote
acquires. So, जैसे आपने कहा कि हाँ हमारे पास voters नहीं आते maximum, but sir, as a election commissioner autonomous body, हम किसे वोट दें sir? As a average citizen, I'm also a voter. मैं किसे वोट दूँ? जबकि सारे के सारे भैया
सबके सब चोर हैं।
Yes.
None of the above वाली।
None of the above की opinion।
If there are 50% now one of the voters, then there should be election.
Sir, I have two very simple questions. Number one is, I face this problem myself. That is why I am very much bothered. My name is, I was there in the election card, but the photo was of somebody else. I went to the concerning officer. He told me, you are not the only one. There are so many people facing this problem. Next time we'll have photographs and we'll have other things and it will be corrected. And still things are not corrected. It's running. And number two is, do you think, and what the election commission is doing, for the fixation of the terms of MLAs and MPs, which I think is very much necessity of the moment, because fixation of terms ke liye
term nahi kya abhi to fix to hai hoti hai unke 5 saal
mein. It's not that, I mean, not more than two terms, or not more than 3 terms, because they are the same people are ruling and they are going on accumulating wealth and so. So that is why fixation of terms is a must after 2 years of 2 terms or 3 terms. There should be. Is there any provision or is there any talk posed by your commission to the government or somewhere? Thank you, sir.
Sir, why is their number so important in our parliament, sir? 272 mark. Because, sir, when I was listening one of the speech, last farewell speech of Dr. S.S. Ahluwalia of the Raj Sabha, so he was saying that he was not able to utilize the knowledge which he has got during his tenure of studies.
He was not able to utilize what?
His knowledge in the development of our country. Because there is the number 272 is much more important in our country for any law or anything that need to be passed in our country, sir.
But in democracy, how else do we decide what is to be done? Numbers.
Yes, sir.
What is the alternative? Yes. अलूवालिया साहब आपने नहीं हमने कुछ नहीं यूज किया तो उसको क्या लाज है कि 272 छोड़ दें जो अलूवालिया साहब के वो ठीक है.
Please, sir. I mean, sir, there must be some numbers. As
272 is the majority.
Yes.
So, and democracy runs by majority.
Yes, but sir, you know, sir, parties are take decision according to that numbers to satisfy their own peoples. They are not taking the correct decisions.
See, इसको majority को भूल जाएं, सिर्फ सरदार जी को satisfy करते रहें तो ये भी तो नहीं हो सकता.
डेमोक्रेसी
कैन ओनली बी आफ्टर ऑल प्रैक्टिकली आप बात करें इसलिए ओनली की बात. आप इसमें से कहें कि जी मैं बस सबसे इंटेलिजेंट आदमी हूँ ये सब कुछ भी कहें मुझसे डील करो. नो इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल. वी हैव टू गो बाय मेजोरिटी इवन इफ इट कंसिस्ट ऑफ फूल्स एज दे से बट मेजोरिटी इज मेजोरिटी बिकॉज देर इज नो वे वे है ये वो बिकॉज देन देर कम्स इन सब्जेक्टिविटी होगी ना फिर तो ये मेरा सब्जेक्ट है कि ये बहुत अच्छा है बस मैं इससे डील करूं बाकी सब तो नंबर्स है भेड़ बकरी है. इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल यू नो इट इज ऑल राइट जो फिलोसोफाइज ऑन दिस लेकिन प्रैक्टिकली डेमोक्रेसी रन बाय नंबर्स मेजोरिटी यू नो.
सर व्हाट द पीपल ऑफ इंडिया कैन डू
डिबेट पीछे.
But my question is that has there been any study whether they vote because they know who they vote or because they are following their male leaders in the family like that? And also another question, when you say that when the voters vote for they quit, it's a risk question, then what is it's up to them? You say that it's up to the voters who they want to vote to. But then
raise
the question, what is the objective of the voter education?
The objective of?
Voter education.
Okay, but I'll take this set of questions first. I'll come back to the second round, yeah? All right, otherwise I'll forget. You know, paid news. Who said paid news? You are absolutely right. There is paid news and paid questions. They're both equally serious. And Parliament, of course, took action against paid questions and some were expelled, as you know. And paid news, we have set up committee. We have about 1,000 cases pending of the paid news. We first tried it in Bihar. There were 121 cases which were of suspected paid news. We gave notices and most of them then confessed, yes, they had indeed paid and agreed to account for in their account book. But it is not just a question of accounting. There is a larger question of deception that you cheated people. So we are examining the legality whether we can proceed against the laws of deception and cheating. But paid news and paid questions continue to be a worry. Judiciary is excluded only when the process of election has been announced by the Constitution and upheld by the Supreme Court. Otherwise, we will never be able to conduct elections. Every now and then, judicial attempt is made. For instance, there was a case in Punjab when a bench headed by Chief Justice. If you remember, there was some case when somebody showed a gun. So we said, okay, arrest him. The government was not arresting him. So we countermanded the election and we said, we'll do it after the counting. He went to court and court said, no, you should conduct the election. We immediately went to Supreme Court and said, look, this is interfering. When to conduct elections, whether we are in a position of when not to conduct is our job. And courts have been exclusively, very specifically debarred from interfering. Otherwise, choti moti court here, there, everywhere, stay there, hum bas baithe hain ji court ka intezaar karenge 5 saal. So judicial exclusion has been one of the master strokes of our constitution framework for a good election. Voter education, voter education is about three things. You have electoral participation at three different levels. It's not just turnout on the day of vote, that is very important. But also your involvement in getting registered. We found that 18 to 20 year old segment, the only 12% were getting registered. Then we did knowledge, attitude, behavior and practice studies to find out why they are not registering. Reason could be they do not know that 18 have become eligible, or they do not know what the procedure is, or they may have contempt for politicians. All three can be handled through education. So we launched a campaign, National Voters Day. National Voters Day bhi bada ek interesting tha. Ke wo kaise hota, this was a youth empowerment program. I had gone to Bhubaneswar, where I had a meeting with the civil society and students and teachers in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Somebody from the audience said, 18 years is an age to celebrate. That's a very good statement. Yes, 18 years is an important age. You know, you become adult, you get driving license, you can open your bank account, you can do so many things. Yes, it is. So, but let us see in our context, what can we do? Then immediately, within a week, we came up with a program, which is the biggest program, which became the biggest program of youth empowerment. 1st of January is the qualifying date. I should have asked this question, you know, 18 years ki qualifying date kya hai? Ab mere muh se nikal hi gaya, na aapko pata lag jata ki ignorance hai. Pehli January of a year, if you are 18, then you are eligible. If you become 18 on 2nd of January, you have to wait till next year, right? So 1st January, you have to be eligible. We started looking for those who will be eligible by 1st, beforehand. September ki baat hai, ye meeting humne ki. October, November, December mein humne unko dhoond liya. Pehle se dhoond liya. Universities mein gaye, colleges mein gaye. Teachers se kaha zara aise bachche jo 18 ke ho jayenge unko wo karo. 5 January ko across the country humne voter roll jo hai notify kar diye. Jin 5 January, jabki normally hum April, May, June, November tak kiya karte the. 5 January ke humne pehle se dhoond liye. 25 जनवरी को हमने अक्रॉस द कंट्री 8 लाख फंक्शंस की 8 लाख फंक्शंस साइमल्टेनियसली हर पोलिंग बूथ लेवल पे और इन लोगों को इनका वोटर कार्ड दे दिया 18 मिलियन 1 करोड़ 80 लाख लोगों को उस एक दिन की फंक्शन में साइमल्टेनियसली कार्ड मिल गए यू बिगेस्ट यूथ एम्पावरमेंट प्रोग्राम अगले हमने फिर इसको 25 जनवरी को हमेशा के लिए नेशनल वोटर्स डे डिक्लेयर कर दिया और सेकंड नेशनल वोटर्स डे ऑफ दिस ईयर 38 मिलियन यानी 3 करोड़ 80 लाख ऐसे नए वोटर्स को दिया अब जो 12% यूथ होते थे एनरोल्ड अब वो हो गए हैं 45% और अगले साल में मैं उम्मीद करता हूँ अगले महीने 2-3 महीने बाद ये और आगे बढ़ेगा सो वोटर एजुकेशन इज टू फर्स्ट गेट एनरोल्ड सेकेंडली टर्न आउट एंड वोट एंड थर्ड वोट फियरलेसली वोट विदाउट मनी विदाउट टेम्पटेशन एथिकल वोटिंग ये तीनों चीजों पर हमने जोर दिया और इसके नतीजे में जैसे तमिलनाडु में जो इतना रिएक्शन वोटर्स ने इतने पैसे भी पकड़वाए वहाँ इसका फायदा ही हुआ कि दोज हु आर बीइंग गिवन मनी और जिनके वहाँ पे बड़ा था धोती एंड साड़ी पैकेट में बांध के खिड़की से फेंक दिए सो इंस्टेड ऑफ लैपिंग इट अप और पॉकेटिंग द मनी दोज गाइज वर सेंडिंग अस मैसेजेस आई वॉज गेटिंग 300 मैसेजेस ऑन माई ब्लैकबेरी एवरी डे यू नो अभी यहाँ से किसी ने हमारे यहाँ बंडल फेंका उसमें साड़ी यहाँ पकड़ो अभी उसने दरवाजे के नीचे एनवेलप डाला उसमें पैसे जो पकड़ो बजाय रखने के पीपल वर कंप्लेनिंग सो दैट मीन्स पीपल वर ऑनेस्ट दे डिड वांट ब्राइब एंड करप्शन एंड दैट हेल्प्ड अस क्लीन दैट इज व्हाई वी वर एबल टू कैच 63 करोड़ इन तमिलनाडु अलोन सो वोटर एजुकेशन का जो एक फायदा हम एंटिसिपेट करते हैं तमिलनाडु में जब हम गए When we go to as election commission, when we announce the election, तो हम हर political party को बुलाते हैं one at a time. सबसे बात करते हैं कि भाई आपका क्या perception है, क्या problems हैं, क्या fears हैं, दूसरे के बारे में आपको क्या कहना है. उन सब ने हमने money power की चिंता दिखाई कि जी यहाँ पे पैसा बहुत चलता है तमिलनाडु में. Of course, next day we had to go to Trivandrum, Kerala. वहाँ हमने पूछा political party से कि साहब आपके यहाँ क्या problem है, कैसी problem है. अगले हमारे तो कोई problem नहीं है. वी वर सरप्राइज कि भाई इतना लंबा बॉर्डर है आपका तमिलनाडु के साथ तमिलनाडु हैज अ प्रॉब्लम एंड यू डोंट हैव अ प्रॉब्लम हाउ कैन दैट बी दिस इज नो वी हैव नो प्रॉब्लम बिकॉज अवर वोटर इज स्मार्ट एंड वी नो इफ वी ब्राइब देम इट विल नॉट चेंज देयर माइंड दे विल वोट फॉर वॉट एवर दे हैव डिसाइडेड अवर मनी विल गो वेस्ट सो वाई वेस्ट मनी यू नो आई थिंक दैट्स अ वेरी हेल्दी थिंग कि पैसे कैसे असर नहीं पड़ने वाला तो आदमी पैसा देना बंद कर देगा पैसा इसलिए देता है इस उम्मीद में पैसा दूंगा तो वोट मिल जाएगा केरला के वोटर ने दिखा दिया इट डजंट बॉदर देम एट ऑल सो दैट इज द समथिंग विच वी वांट टू अचीव थ्रू वोटर एजुकेशन योर पॉइंट की वेबसाइट इज ओनली इन इंग्लिश इलेक्शन कमीशन ऑफ इंडिया की वेबसाइट इंग्लिश में यू आर राइट वी शुड एटलीस्ट हैव इन हिंदी बिकॉज वी कांट हैव इट इन 22 लैंग्वेजेस हियर बट अवर स्टेट ऑफिसेज एवरी सीईओ हैज हिज ओन वेबसाइट एंड दैट इज वेयर योर डेटा इज अवेलेबल तो वो अपनी लोकल लैंग्वेज में होने चाहिए ज्यादातर है इक्का दुक्का नहीं है तो दैट इज अ वायलेशन एंड आई एम श्योर दे विल बी वर्किंग ऑन इट आगे चल दो यार अभी वी कांट कन्वर्ट इट इनटू अ सेमिनार सो बहुत सारे लोगों के क्वेश्चन है ना अभी बाद में बात कर लेना, अभी कर लेंगे, ये बात है. तो यू सेड कि पीपल डोंट वोट, व्हाट वाज द क्वेश्चन
सर? लाइक इन योर पावरपॉइंट प्रेजेंटेशन सीन दैट इन दिल्ली इटसेल्फ इट्स 52%.
या
ओके, व्हाई डोंट वी हैव 80% वोटर्स?
यू सी, उसी के लिए आई थिंक यू मिस द पॉइंट के दिस इज अवर वरी के एक तो देयर इज अर्बन एपेथी, दिल्ली बॉम्बे हैदराबाद इन सब में है. यहाँ पे हमने वोटर एजुकेशन डिवीजन अभी शुरू की है. मैंने बताया ना वोटर एजुकेशन पे लोग क्वेश्चन करते थे कि क्या फायदा, फायदा बहुत हुआ. नतीजा ये हुआ कि जहां पे इलाहाबाद में लखनऊ में जहां पे 30-30% टर्नआउट होता था वहां 60 हो गया, इतना हो गया बिकॉज वी वॉन्ट टू इंक्रीज इट. अब दिल्ली में भी 52 से बढ़ के अगली बार 60 होगा और होना चाहिए. मेट्रोज में एक तो की जो प्रॉब्लम है सबसे ज्यादा है कि ये लोग परवाह नहीं करते, जबकि उस दिन वी गिव ए हॉलीडे, देर इज ए पेड हॉलीडे दैट एंड देन फॉर यू नॉट टू वोट. अब मुंबई में हमने आमिर खान और सचिन तेंदुलकर इन सबको यूज किया, उसके बावजूद 41% टर्न आउट. और फिर हमने क्या एक लेसन वहां से लिखा कि वाई कि आफ्टर ऑल दैट एफर्ट द पोल डे वॉज एन अ फ्राइडे. देन वी रियलाइज कि ये फ्राइडे को इन्होंने सैटरडे संडे से मिला के एक्सटेंडेड वीकेंड करके, ये जो होती ना आसपास कौन सी पहाड़ी है कहाँ जाती तू क्या था वो
खंडाला,
वो कम्बक सब खंडाला वंडाला निकल गए, छुट्टी मना के दो दिन की छुट्टी थी तीसरी और लगा दी. सो देन हमने कहा एज इट इज यू नो शेड्यूलिंग इलेक्शन इज अ बिग यू नो वेरी ह्यूज एक्सरसाइज. अब हमने बंबई के लिए फैसला कर लिया, बंबई में फ्राइडे या मंडे को पोल डे नहीं रखेंगे, वेडनेसडे को रखेंगे ताकि आप ना कर सको. यू नो लोग बहाना ढूंढते हैं, बट द बेस्ट ऑप्शन हमने जो सोचा कि वी शुड शेम देम, क्योंकि ये जो फैशनेबल बिहेवियर के बजाय कि मैं तो वोट नहीं देता वो झेपे. अब जैसे यूपी वगैरह में हमने ऐसे किया, बच्चों को लगा दिया हमने माँ बाप के पीछे कि जो माँ बाप बैठ के अपने ड्राइंग रूम में गाली दे रहे हैं सरकार को, अब तो बच्चा पकड़ेगा कि पापा आपने वोट तो दिया नहीं था, उसके बाहर में डाल दिया. और कुछ स्कूलों ने कॉलेजेस ने बड़े इनिशिएटिव, इतना इंटरेस्ट हो गया वोटर एजुकेशन, एक मास मूवमेंट हो गई, विच इज वाई ये 30% इंक्रीज इन टर्नआउट. बच्चों को उन्होंने टीचर ने कहा हम तुमको 5% जो असेसमेंट में मार्क्स बढ़ा देंगे, उन्होंने सबने भाग लिया, इट बिकेम पीपल्स मूवमेंट. औरतों ने स्लोगन बनाया कि आज हस्बैंड जो है ब्रेकफास्ट का, आज ब्रेकफास्ट तुम बनाओगे, मैं तो वोट देने जा रही हूँ. स्लोगन बनाया कि चूल्हा चोखा जब ही जलेगा पहले मेरा वोट पड़ेगा, इस खत्म के स्लोगन बनाए कि एक जगह 115 किलोमीटर की ह्यूमन चेन यूथ ने बनाई, एक जिले में पूरी स्टेडियम में रंगोली औरतों ने बनाई. यू नो इट बिकेम देयर मूवमेंट. ये नेता लोग अक्सर कहते थे कि जी हमने सख्ती कर करके फेस्टिवल ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी को हमने किल कर दिया, वो हजार हजार गाड़ियों के जो इनके कैवल केट थे वो बंद कर दिए, लाउड स्पीकरों पर पाबंदी लगा दी, पोस्टर लगाने नहीं देते, वॉल पेंटिंग नहीं करने देते. नाउ इफ दैट इज द फेस्टिवल ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी. एक जर्नलिस्ट है, बड़े टीवी की फेमस जर्नलिस्ट है, अखबार में भी लिखती है, उन्होंने ये लिखा आर्टिकल कि भाई इन लोगों ने फेस्टिवल ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी को मर्डर कर दिया. तो मैंने इनके जवाब में एक आर्टिकल लिखा, उसमें मैंने कहा कि मैडम कीजिए आप मुझे अपना एड्रेस भेज दीजिए, मैं आपको फेस्टिवल आपके घर भेज देता हूँ, पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज आपकी दीवार को पेंट कर देंगी, पोस्टर लगा देंगी, लाउड स्पीकर बजता रहेगा रात रात भर, तो इफ दैट इज द फेस्टिवल आई विल सेंड इट टू यू. सो पीपल आर हैप्पी कि इतना पीसफुल. अच्छा उसके बाद भी टर्न आउट हुआ, तो एक्चुअली फेस्टिवल तो लोगों ने इसको बना दिया, लाइक इट हैपन इन यूपी. नो नन ऑफ द अबव, नन ऑफ द अबव, एक्चुअली इन ए वे नन ऑफ द अबव ऑलरेडी हमने तो मांग रखा है 11 साल से कि इस मशीन में एक बटन होना चाहिए. पहले ये था कि पहले अगर आप वोट ना दें, ये लॉ में था कि आप अगर आप वोट नहीं देना चाहते तो आप वहां जाएंगे और एक तरीका तो ये कि आप अपना बैलेट ले लीजिए, बैलेट को ब्लैंक डाल दीजिए तो पता ही नहीं लगेगा इनवैलिड वोट, या उसके ऊपर दो चार जगह मोहर लगा दीजिए, धब्बे लगा दीजिए तो बेकार हो जाएगा. तीसरा लोग क्या करते थे उसको लिख दीजिए सब चोर हैं, ये लिख के डाल दिया. तो ऑल दीज वर कैटेगराइज एज इनवैलिड वोट्स, ठीक है ना, बिकॉज वी डोंट नो व्हाट इज हिज माइंड, वोटर्स माइंड, तो वो इनवैलिड वोट होते थे. अब उसमें एक रूल में ये था कि आपको जाके ये अगर ऐसा ऑप्शन करें कि आपने वोट डाल दिया तो किसी को पता नहीं लगा आपने क्या डाला. लेकिन एक ऑप्शन था कि अगर आप चाहें कि मैं डिक्लेयर करूंगा मैं आता जाऊं मेरा नाम इसमें से काट दो ताकि मेरे बिहार पे कोई और ना आ जाए और मैं वोट नहीं दूंगा, उससे वोटर को खतरा हो जाता था क्योंकि सबको पता लग गया कि इन्होंने वोट नहीं दिया. अब जो तुम्हारे मोहल्ले का जो कैंडिडेट है या गुंडा भी हो सकता है, वो ददुआ डाकू भी हो सकता है, ये कोई भी हो सकता है, वो आपसे आके कहे कि जी आपने तो वादा किया था मुझे वोट देंगे, आपने तो वोट ही नहीं दिया, यू विल बी अ थ्रेट, तो वी वॉन्ट टू प्रोटेक्ट देअर आइडेंटिटी. हमने इसलिए डिमांड किया कि मशीन में वो ऑप्शन अवेलेबल नहीं है. बैलेट बॉक्स में तो आप ब्लैंक डाल सकते थे, मशीन में आप जाएं और पीछे से ड्रामा करके आ जाएंगे मैंने वोट दे दिया, वो नहीं चलेगा. क्योंकि वेन यू प्रेस द बटन देर इज ए लाउड बीप, वो बीप पूरे कमरे में और कमरे के बाहर सुनाई देगी. अगर आपने की मशीन ने बीप नहीं किया तो सबको मालूम है कि आपने वोट नहीं दिया, तो वो पता लगेगा. तो हमने उसमें डिमांड की है सरकार से 12 साल हो गए कि एक बटन दे उसमें हम डाल दें नन ऑफ द अबव, जिसके वजह के पूरे आप लगा देंगे वोटर की तरह जाएंगे, बटन दबेगा बीप बजेगी, लेकिन आपने किसको दिया है ये किसी को पता नहीं लग पाएगा. वो उन्होंने अब तक इसको एक्सेप्ट नहीं किया. वी आर डिमांडिंग वो तो आ जाएगा, वो तो देन दैट बिकम द कैंडिडेट. हालांकि लेकिन लेट मी ऑल्सो टेल यू पर्सनली हैव रिजर्वेशन अबाउट नन ऑफ द अबव. किरण बेदी वगैरह से भी और इन लोगों से भी मेरा काफी इस पर डिस्कशन हुआ, अन्ना साहब वगैरह से आते रहे कि देखिए ये जो बड़ा नेगेटिव कैंपेन है इसका इतना फायदा नहीं हुआ. सारा इन्होंने कैंपेन यूपी में लगा दिया, यू नो कितने करोड़ थे, 200 मिलियन वोटर्स थे, सिर्फ 3453 ने नन ऑफ द अबव ऑप्शन ये यूज किया. सो क्या फायदा हुआ इसके बजाय, तो भाई आप अच्छे कैंडिडेट खड़े कर दीजिए और उनको वोट दीजिए और अच्छे इस तरह के वो करें ना. नन ऑफ द अबव करने से कुछ फायदा नहीं होगा. लीगल पोजीशन नन ऑफ द अबव की ये है कि अगर 1000 लोग वोट देने जाएं और 999 उस पर नन ऑफ द अबव का वोट बटन दबाएं और एक वोट दें हक साहब को, तो हमारे लिए हक साहब विनर हैं क्योंकि ये यही वैलिड वोट है, बाकी 999 इनवैलिड वोट्स हैं. तो वो वोट तो वेस्ट हुए ना. अब उससे कि लोगों को सिग्नल जाएगा कि जी इतने यूपी में क्या सिग्नल गया, इतना कोशिश के बाद किरण बेदी वगैरह की कि 3400 ने तो वोट दिया, व्हाट इंपैक्ट इन चीजों का. आई वुड रादर कि यू नो अन्ना हजारे को मैंने पकड़ा इसमें, अन्ना हजारे मेरे पास आया, मैंने कहा अन्ना जी आप इतनी मूवमेंट चलाते हो, आपके जिले में आपके खड़कवासला में पिछले महीने इलेक्शन हुआ, अभी 4 महीने पहले इलेक्शन हुआ, मैंने कहा 33% टर्नआउट हुआ, शर्म नहीं आती आपको? आपने वोटर को क्यों नहीं कहा कि वोट जरूर दो और चोर को निकालो और अच्छे को दो? तो आपकी आवाज अगर इतनी अच्छी सुनी जाती है तो लोग खूब वोट देते, 100% दे देते और चोर को निकालते और अच्छे को देते. आपने तो उनको वोट देने को ही नहीं बोला. मूवमेंट तो इस तरह की तो चलाओ. ही एक्सेप्टेड कि हाँ ये तो गलती रहेगी. मैंने कहा कि जो टर्नआउट 33% और उसमें भी 20 कैंडिडेट पर वोट बढ़ गया तो विनर तो 10% से आएगा ही आएगा. लेकिन जहां 33 के बजाय 90% टर्नआउट होने लग गया, 85% टर्नआउट हो गया, वहां तो ये प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व होती है ना. तो फर्स्ट सोल्यूशन इज वोट एंड वोट फॉर ए गुड कैंडिडेट एंड दैट इज द आंसर. अदरवाइज नेगेटिव रखे नन ऑफ द अबव. भाई किसी ने तो चुनना है. नन ऑफ द अबव का क्या होगा अगर चलो इसको वो मान भी ले दोबारा इलेक्शन होगा, फिर कौन से दूध के दूल्हा आ जाएंगे? फिर ये होता है कि साहब आप सेकेंड राउंड कीजिए, यू नो अभी 50% प्लस वन वोट आए उसी को डिक्लेयर कीजिए विनर. ना वो भी बड़े सीनियर लोग भी इसको कहते हैं, मैं उसको नहीं मानता कि प्रैक्टिकल नहीं है. क्या होगा अभी फिलहाल पोजीशन ये है कि सपोज 33% खड़कवासला में वोट हुआ, 20 कैंडिडेट थे, ये विनर है 18% से, मैं रनर अप हूं 16% से. उनका कहना है कि भाई फर्स्ट टू में एक सेकंड राउंड करा दो ना. सेकंड राउंड करा कह देना आसान है, करना मुश्किल है. सेकंड राउंड इज ए फुल फ्लेज इलेक्शन और आप रिमेंबर झारखंड में भी होना है, छत्तीसगढ़ में भी होना है, माओ जान हथेली पे लेके हमारी टीम ने वहां जाके इलेक्शन कराना है. 5 दिन तो बैठे नहीं रहेंगे और 5 दिन से पहले वो रिपोल नहीं हो सकता, 15 दिन से पहले नहीं हो सकता, क्योंकि ये जब वापस आएंगे तो हमें वोटिंग मशीन सबको रीसेट करनी पड़ेगी. पहले वोटिंग मशीन में 20 कैंडिडेट थे, एलिमिनेट कर दिया, अब सिर्फ 2 रह जाएंगे, तो दोबारा मशीनों को सेट करेंगे, बैलेट पेपर प्रिंट होंगे, फुल फ्लेज इलेक्शन सिर्फ उसके लिए. उसके बाद भी किसी ने नन ऑफ द अबव कर दिया तो क्या करेंगे? अच्छा सेकेंड राउंड में अगर मेरा इनका यही है, ये 18% पे जीत रहे हैं और मैं 16% पे रनर अप हूं, सपोज सेकेंड राउंड हो गया तो ये 18% 52% बन जाएंगे, मैं 48% रह जाऊंगा, जीता तो फिर भी वही. अच्छा गधे का घोड़ा घोड़े का गधा नहीं बन गया, बल्कि ये उल्टा ही हो सकता है कि मैं 16% से शायद मैं 52 बन जाऊं, तो मैं तो इनिशियली तो सिर्फ 16% था तो अनफिट था, अब यहां कैसे हो गया? तो इसलिए सेकेंड राउंड इज नॉट गोइंग टू मेक एनी डिफरेंस एंड इट इज प्रैक्टिकली नॉट फीजिबल. इन द फर्स्ट प्लेस देयर शुड बी हायर टर्नआउट एंड इन द फर्स्ट प्लेस पीपल शुड वोट केयरफुली, वोट फॉर गुड कैंडिडेट एंड नॉट फॉर मनी एंड नॉट फॉर एनी कंसिडरेशन. आई थिंक दैट इज द आंसर एंड वी हैव टू वर्क मूव इन द डायरेक्शन. फोटो मिसमैच, यू नो दैट इज ट्रू, इलेक्ट्रल रोल में भी गलतियां होंगी, फोटो मिल जाएंगे, आफ्टरऑल ये लोग कौन है, हमारे परमानेंट स्टाफ तो है नहीं, ये आपके आप ही सिविल सिविल सोसाइटी के लोग हैं, कोई मोहल्ले का टीचर है, कोई पटवारी है, कोई कोई है, ये करते हैं, इनके लेवल ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग कमिटमेंट सब कुछ अलग अलग है, लेकिन टू मेक इट इजियर वी हैव टेकन इट टू योर डोरस्टेप, वी हैव अपॉइंटेड 5 years ago ए बूथ लेवल ऑफिसर इन एवरी बूथ विच इज योर, ये चाहे टीचर है कोई है, और आपके इलाके में मोहल्ले में, क्या भाई आप इलेक्शन से पहले नॉर्मल टाइम में आप जाइए, जरा देखो मेरा नाम है कि नहीं है, नाम नहीं है तो वही फॉर्म लेके भरिए, तो इसलिए थोड़ा वोटर्स हैव टू बी मोर प्रोएक्टिव। अरविंद केजरीवाल ने क्या किया कि यू रिमेंबर वोट दिए बिना एक तो जा रहे थे तो किसी मीडिया वाले ने पकड़ के वापस इनको लेके आया, अब जो आया तो पता लगा इनका नाम तो वोटर लिस्ट पे था नहीं, इनकी जेब में वोटर कार्ड जरूर था, तो इसमें क्या लेसन था, तो इन्होंने कहा जी मैं तो मेरा नाम ही नहीं है, इलेक्शन कमीशन खराबी, मैंने इनको बुलाया, मैंने कहा कि साहब इलेक्शन खराबी नहीं, खराबी आपकी, क्योंकि हमने कितनी बार अपनी ये कहा है कि वोटर का ये फर्ज बनता है कि अपना वोटर लिस्ट खुद चेक करे, होता क्या है आपको 5 साल पहले हमने कार्ड दे दिया, उस 5 साल के बाद आप तो बंबई चले गए, सो और हमारे जो बूथ लेवल अफसर या हमारी टीम आपके घर आई और आपके आप घर में नहीं मिले, पड़ोसियों ने बताया कि ये तो अब यहां नहीं है, ऐसे चले गए, तो वो तो यह है तो ही नहीं है, जब जो ताला लगा हुआ है तो पता लगा कि यहां नहीं है, तो वो तो नाम कट जाएगा, इसलिए नाम अगर इलेक्ट्रोल से नाम कट गया तो कोई वो आपको आइडेंटिटी कार्ड कोई नहीं बेनिफिट करेगा, वोटर रोल पे नाम होना जरूरी है। आपको याद होगा पिछले इलेक्शन में नॉट माइन, मिस्टर चावला, नवीन चावला का, पर वो यस यू आर राइट, मैं उसी को कह रहा था कि नवीन चावला का चीफ इलेक्शन कमिश्नर और उनका वो नाम नहीं था, यू नो इट बिकेम बिग न्यूज, बट इट वॉज फाउंड कि इनका नाम जिस बूथ में वो ढूंढ रहे थे उसमें नहीं था, उसी के ज्वाइनिंग बूथ में था, लेकिन पॉइंट ये है कि अगर चीफ इलेक्शन कमिश्नर का नाम किसी भी वजह से राइटली और रॉन्गली, लीगली और इलीगली अगर कट गया तो वो वोट नहीं दे सकता, वोटर लिस्ट पे नाम होना जरूरी है। अच्छा उसके लिए वोटर को सतर्क होना पहले से, और होता क्या है कि इलेक्शन से 2 दिन पहले तो सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी भी जाग जाती हैं, रोल तो एक राउंड द ईयर एक्टिविटी है, वी थ्रू एजुकेशन वी वांट यू टू बी कॉन्शियस ऑफ दिस। फिक्स टर्म्स ऑफ एमपीज, ये ना इस किस्म के रिफॉर्म सिविल सोसाइटी सजेस्ट कर सकती है, पार्लियामेंट कर सकती है, इलेक्शन कमीशन का इस पर कोई से के हमारा वी विल बी न्यूट्रल, हो फिक्स टर्म हो अच्छी बात है, नहीं है तो जो कोई बात है, वी विल हैव नथिंग टू डू विद दिस, एंड दिस इज डिबेटेबल इशू के फिर में फीमेल वेदर दे फॉलो द हस्बैंड, now that's a very important question, there is a possibility that a large majority follow their husband wherever they say, but there is also an increasing realization in many cases they are also acting very independently, ke ye increasingly ho raha hai, aisa aisa hota hai ab jaise wo women ke empowerment mein 30% reservation jab hui aur now up to it is 50%, इनिशियली हर सरपंच ने अपनी बीवी को वो बना दिया, सरपंच बना दिया है ना, और वो खुद यू नो, बट इनिशियली तो इट वॉज अ रियालिटी, बट ग्रेजुअली वुमेन स्टार्टेड असर्टिंग देमसेल्फ, राबरी देवी इज नॉट द सेम राबरी देवी विच शी वॉज बिफोर शी बिकेम चीफ मिनिस्टर, जब उन्होंने खुद देखा, एक्सपोजर होता है, एक्सपीरियंस होता है, तो देयर आर अम्प्टीन नंबर ऑफ स्टोरीज वेयर वुमेन सरपंचेस हैव डन ए वेरी ग्रेट जॉब, तो उनको अपॉर्चुनिटी तो मिले ना, गिव देम एन एंट्री एंड गिव देम सम टाइम टू सेटल डाउन एंड देन कम ऑन देयर ओन। एंड वोटर एजुकेशन आई ऑलरेडी आंसर्ड के, वोटर एजुकेशन फॉर व्हाट, फॉर दिस एंटायर रेंज, टू गेट एनरोल्ड, टू वोट लार्ज नंबर, टू वोट एथिकली एंड सो ऑन, दीज आर सम ऑफ द थिंग्स वी डू। इफ यू हैव टाइम फॉर वन और टू मोर क्वेश्चन, आई थिंक 2 hours इज लॉन्ग इनफ, यू हक साहब आप डिसाइड कीजिए कि किस किस को कब, पहले ये इनका हाथ में ये दोनों ने दबा क्या।
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई विश टू कॉल वेरी गुड स्ट्रीट सर, इन दिस प्रेजेंटेशन यू हैव शोन अबाउट द वोटर केपीपी सर्वेज आर यूज्ड बाय द इलेक्टोरल कमीशन टू स्टडी द वोट बिहेवियर। नाउ आई हैव रेड वन आर्टिकल इन द गवर्नेंस नाउ मैगजीन दैट वाज पब्लिश्ड इन 15th ऑफ जून दिस ईयर, दैट वाज ऑथर्ड बाय द फॉर्मर डायरेक्टर ऑफ आईएम अहमदाबाद, व्हाट इट सेज दैट द मेथड्स आर एग्जिस्टिंग मेथड्स लाइक दिस केपीपी सर्वे, I don't know whether it is a qualitative or a quantitative method, But do you think that apart from this KPP survey, if according to a reputed academician like this, I'm Amitabh curator, if he feels that this is not a standard method, and in a country like India, there cannot be any standard method to study the complex voting behavior.
Yes.
So what other methods can be employed by the academicians and others and other sampling survey methods to study the voting behavior in a complex, democratic, diverse country like India?
Yeah. Both.
Suppose if a criminal is debarred from contesting the elections, and if this criminal turns out to be a good candidate and he has genuine interest in serving his society, what do you think, can he be considered in fighting the elections and serving his society? What do
you think? This is the last question.
Yeah.
Sir, I have two questions. The first one is, like, shouldn't we conduct the election simultaneously at union and states simply for two reasons? The first, to make the whole exercise for you people like less troublesome to go again and again in remote places, and secondly, to make the whole process of governance more effective decision-making process. And the second question, like post-90s, like, you know, especially coalition era, so what sort of reform you visualize to make the government more stable and to cut down the unnecessary expenditure?
Okay. KAPB survey, you know, we engage professional agencies, research and academic institutions, and we use social marketing technique, which means we use qualitative survey as well as quantitative survey. We also use focus group discussion, and which is why we came up with a very bright insight. And of course, our effort will be that these agencies should use the best possible survey methods. There's no doubt about it. But you know, after all, we are not into a life science where the precision becomes all that important. So long as we get a broad feel of the subject, it's not as some rocket science that we are into. People are not voting for ignorance or for the apathy or for this reason or that reason. So long as we have the broad picture, and that is good enough for us. So, and our surveys are very, very scientific. Now, criminal, if he turns out to be a good candidate, that's an interesting point. And probably that is the reason why criminals are even voted by people. Possibly this criminal is behaving very well within his constituency, and he does gundagiri and dakaiti in some other constituency, which is who was that bandit who used to rob money and give to the poor? Robin Hood. Right. For instance, there is a Robin Hood kind of syndrome. So people are happy to vote for him. So that is our dilemma. If people are voting for him, then what can we do? It is ultimately the ultimate wisdom is the voter. You choose to vote for him, so be it. So therefore, some criminals are proving to be effective, but at the same time, you remember a rapist becomes a minister, and then we have seen people. There was an MLA. There was a gentleman who used to be raided, whose cabaret, his restaurant used to be raided in Anand Parbat every year. Kuch saal pehle, you are young people, some of you from, you may not remember. Har 6 mahine mein uspe raid hota tha, cabaret mein pakda jata tha. He chose to become an MLA in Haryana. So wohi police jo uske peeche banduk leke ghumti thi, wo usko protection dene lage. Suddenly became respectable. So now these guys, rapists become the minister and then continues to rape. After all, morning, ye jo kanda vanda wala kya ho raha hai? Sir, kya CSM? Look at immunity. Or with then they commit crime with impunity. So therefore, keeping clean people in politics becomes important. There may be exceptions, but because of that, condoning the bad behavior. After all, there are umpteen examples of such people. Serious cases, 6 months in today's parliament, out of 543 MPs, there are 162 MPs against whom there are cases, criminal cases pending, by their own confession, admission, through the affidavit they gave to the returning officer. Now, this is what makes us embarrassed about our democracy? That is the question which foreigners ask us and our own people ask us. Simultaneous election actually is being talked about more than ever before. But it is easier said than done. You are right, we will be very happy. Political parties will be happy, janta will be happy. Every 5 years hoga, baad baad mein instability hoti hai. But constitutionally it is difficult, because you know, after all, if a state government falls for any reason after 1 year of election, so what do you do for 4 years? You can't have an interim arrangement for 4 years. People's will has to be enforced, therefore we have to go for election. That is how it happens. At the time when the constitution was being framed, they had visualized simultaneous election, which is why they created an institution with such a small institution and only one person, the CEC. It was not even three-member commission on CEC. And at that time, they debated that, sir, will we keep this CEC full-time or part-time? The work is not done. In 5 years, there will be one election. He will be bored. What will we do? We will do part-time. Then they said, no, no, if there is a by-election, if there is a single MLA MP, so therefore, let there be a one-man in their generosity, one-man full-time institution. That is what they visualized. They didn't know that every year elections will be. State government falls. Now conversely, if the parliament falls prematurely, then what do you do? So, sorry, uthal patal, therefore, it is very inconvenient. And the fact that fighting election has become so expensive, sare political parties ki candidate ki kamar toot jati hai. Academy ko itna competitive ho gaya. So, they will be happy. But at least I have conceded that time has come for us to at least start debating this seriously, pros and cons. And as you said, सबसे ज़्यादा काम था हमारा काम था. हमको कभी-कभी criticize किया जाता है, साहब आप election इतना लंबा कर देते हैं, सात-सात phases कर देते हैं. अरे भाई, एक phase में होगा तो हम जल्दी घर चले जाएंगे. हम ही तो हैं, आपने तो voter ने एक ही दफा जाना है. You are in first phase, you vote, and after that, what is happening in his phase, you are not bothered. He is bothered about his second phase, he is bothered about his third phase, but we are bothered about all of them, you know. So therefore, ये कुछ चीजें मजबूरी में होती हैं. So now, what reform for coalition politics? Actually, I have no ready answer, no answer, because coalition politics is here to stay. The regional parties are asserting, and they will become stronger by the day, unless people themselves start realizing that this is creating a havoc with the national polity, and they start voting for one party. They can give a very clear mandate. It is up to the people, and people do it. In UP, they gave a clear mandate after many years. Mayawati got the same clear mandate. Mulayam got similar clear mandate. So then people also start realizing, and they start giving clear mandate to the two top parties, BJP and Congress, ki bhai auron ko fracture karne se fayda nahi hota. So but hamare election commission has no solution for this. Everybody has a right to contest, everybody has a right to get registered as a party, but as I said, we have right to register, we have no right to deregister, which is a lacuna in law. We have been asking ki bhai humko wo power to de do, because there are some bogus parties, there are some parties which were only for money laundering. Because since 2003, donations to political parties has become tax-free. हमने एक सैंपल चेक किया, तीन पार्टीज को ये कहा कि देखिए तो इनकी पॉलिटिकल एक्टिविटी क्या है. 2.5 करोड़ रुपए उन्होंने खर्च भी किए. किस चीज में खर्च किए? जेवर खरीदा और शेयर खरीदे. भाई ये तो पॉलिटिक्स नहीं है, अनलेस जेवर खरीदना है डोमेस्टिक पॉलिटिक्स का हिस्सा हो, लेकिन नेशनल पॉलिटिक्स में तो नहीं है. अब ऐसे फिर हमने देन वी गेव इट टू नेशनल चैनल CNN IBN. अनुभव भोसले ने जब सुना, मेरे पास आए, मैंने कहा जी आप मुझे पूरी लिस्ट दे देंगे? मैंने कहा ये ले जाओ. 1200 जगह जा के देखा, जो आजकल आ रहा है ना वो पूर्ति कंपनी, उस तरह उन्हें जा के देखा. यहाँ तो पार्टी है, कहीं कहीं सिर्फ बोर्ड लगा हुआ, कहीं बोर्ड भी नहीं है, पार्टीज है. तो ऐसी पार्टीज को हम कहते हैं इनको डी रजिस्टर करो, ये बोगस एक्टिविटी करने का कोई फायदा नहीं. तो बट कोलिशन पॉलिटिक्स अनफॉर्चुनेटली और फॉर्चुनेटली इज हियर टू स्टे. I think all good things come to an end. So I was enjoying your